magkapatid na sina Pachero at Gideon Mozimbi ay 5 at 6 na taong gulang lamang nang sila ay dumating sa Australia. Tumakas mula sa Malawi kasama ng kanilang pamilya. Si Gideon, isang dating manlalaro ng National Rugby League, at si Pachero ay magkasamang nakikipagsapalaran pabalik malapit sa kanilang pinagmulan sa kanilang mga papel sa isang play o palabas sa teatro na Prize Fighter. Sa palabas na ito, si Pachero ay gaganap bilang isang batang boksingero na mula Congo, sinusubukang makalimutan ang kanyang nakaraan bilang isang batang sundalo habang siya ay haharap sa kanyang pinakamalaking laban sa kanyang karera. Ngunit ang magkapatid na Mozimbi ay hindi estranghero sa labanan.
A war broke out while we were in Africa and we were, well, we'll say misfortunate enough to experience what it was like to be under gunfire.
Hanggang noong taong 1994, ang Republika ng Malawi ay pinamamahalaan ng isang partidong estado sa loob ng mahigit 30 taon, nakilala sa pagkulong at pagpatay sa kanilang mga kaaway.
We were born in Zimbabwe in exile, then you would go country hopping, but we did go back to Malawi, but it was very unsafe because once they find out who you were relatives with, it was not so good.
Ang kanilang ama na tuto sa rehimen ay unang lumikas at nakakuha ng political asylum sa Australia. Pagkatapos ay sumunod ang magkapatid kasama ng kanilang ina, dumating sa Adelaide bago na nirahan sa Queensland.
Our first memories, just the kind of welcoming we got. That was, it threw me back a little bit because you just don't know what's going on. But in hindsight now, it was phenomenal. I mean, the big feeds and the, meeting relatives of other people's relatives, not our own, and being invited to weddings, things like that. You just ask yourself, you're waiting for that next gunshot, and it never came. And then after that, it was, you start to, quickly adapt and comprehend that, okay, we are actually in a safe place.
Naaalala ni Gideon ang matinding kalungkutan.
You just left your country speaking your native tongue and coming here and, you barely putting words together like, hello, my name is Gideon. Conversations will start to deteriorate from there on. So, there was a massive sense of loneliness. There's kids running around, you want to interact with them, and, the best you can give them is a smile and a reintroduction of your name.
Ngunit ang dalawa ay parehong nakakuha ng scholarship na naging panimula ng kanilang tagumpay, ngunit magkaiba sa larangan ng football at pag-arte. Isang pagbisita pabalik sa Malawi makalipas ang halos 2 dekada ay nagtanim sa kanila ng mas matibay na direksyon.
When we did come back, he had a sense of duty because our father pulled us aside and said, just because you're over there doesn't mean everybody here is not thinking about you. Just remember that this person here, this other Mzimbi, your family member who doesn't have anything, that the fact that you share the last names is humbling to them, but they have a sense of honor to know that there's someone else over there making it big. And obviously, it's about sending help or giving back.
Ngayon, sinusubukan pa rin nila na maunawaan kung paano na ang kanilang mga buhay ay naging ganito kaganda.
Back then, I had no idea I'd share a stage with my athletic brother when we split, when he went to sport and I went to the arts. But now we're back here. But we wouldn't have. I didn't. What about you?
Not at all. Definitely not. Could have written this if I tried.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.